The Kitchen Warriors by Joan Aitken. Read by Susan Skipper. 1. Prince Coriander's Return. The King of the Elves had lost his crown. It was a very old and beautiful one, which had been in the royal family for thousands of years. Also, without having his crown on his head, the king would not be able to make laws, or eat his breakfast, or see ambassadors, or die, or give judgments at the Royal Elvish Games. So everybody in the elves' village was in a terrible state of worry and confusion, dashing hither and thither, moving furniture, pulling down curtains, digging and pushing one another out of the way. The elves' village is in the china cupboard, behind the soup bowls and the sugar basin, and the pile of bread and butter plates. Of course, they, the people who live in the house, can't see it. In fact, the village is not visible at all by daylight. But in the dark, it glows. And that is when the elves go about their business. They, the people who live in the house, had been spring cleaning. All the china had been taken out of the cupboard, and the cups and plates and bowls washed, and then put back again. That, the king said, was when the crown must have been lost. He was scolding all his subjects.
"The crown should have been put away in my treasure chest," he stormed. "We heard them talking about spring cleaning last week. Why did nobody take proper care of the crown?"
"But Coradil," said his wife, the queen, with tears in her eyes, "you were wearing the crown yourself until late last night, just before you went to bed. How could anybody put it in the treasure chest? Can't you remember what you did with it when you took it off to go to bed?"
"I did just what I always do with it,"
snapped King Coradil. But the trouble was that he did something different with his crown every